Today is Tuesday, September 20th. It is 7 p.m. It is the regularly scheduled monthly meeting of the Derby Planning and Zoning Commission. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Estewan.
Here.
Mr. Jalowick. Steve's not here tonight.
Steve is excused this evening. He's traveling on business.
Dave Kipchansky. I saw you there, Dave. Dave?
We could see Dave. He's trying to unmute.
Okay. Raul Sanchez. Oh, got Dave. Raul.
Hi, Dave.
Let's see, Raul. Albert Miskowitz.
Here.
Raymond Sadlick.
Here.
Gino D. Giovanni.
Here.
Michael Frattarola.
Here.
Dan Blisman. I saw Dan.
Yeah, he's here. He just hit the mute button.
Yeah. So we're missing just Steve and Raul is not here, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Thanks, Karen. We'll move on to item number four, additions, deletions, and corrections to the agenda. Let the record show that I don't have any this evening. We'll move to item number five, communications. Let the record show that I do not have any communications this evening. Number six, public portion. If anybody from the public would like to address the commission at this time, please state your name for the record. Go ahead. If there's anybody from the public who would like to address the commission at this time, please state your name for the record. Tom, you're too quiet.
I got nothing.
Okay.
Oh, great. Now it'll be a quick meeting.
Yeah, because Tom isn't speaking. Approval of the minutes of the 7:19 regular meeting. Let the record show we didn't have any. The meeting was canceled last month. So there are no minutes for last month's meeting, Karen. These are from July. Is there anybody who would move to accept July's minutes?
I'll move.
Second it?
I'll second.
Any discussion on the motion? All in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed? Receipt of applications. There are no new applications. New business, 9A, 1732 Derby Milford Road, Washington Street. Derby LLC, local storage group site plan application for the construction of two additional self-storage buildings of 9,600 and 5,600 square feet. Discussion and possible action. Dominic?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Attorney Dominic Thomas representing the applicant, Cohen & Thomas, 315 Main Street, Derby, Connecticut. The applicant is Washington Street Derby LLC that has purchased the long existing self-storage facility and wish to make improvements on it. The property, as it's stated in, I'm sure you're all familiar with the site next to Greco and Haynes, and as stated in the agenda, the intent is to put up two buildings for a total of 15,200 square feet of climate control buildings. The existing 31,452 square feet of self-storage that's there is not climate controlled. There is an office that's part of it. And the proposal is to construct two additional storage buildings as shown on the plans that you were provided. The property, as you are aware, is over 200,000 square feet. And we believe it would be a beneficial addition and obviously generate more taxes for this site. In the statement of use, and Ryan issued a report, Fred D'Amico, who is on the phone attending, filed a revised the plans in accordance with the initial report. That was submitted to Ryan. Ryan submitted a supplemental report, a second report, and there was another set of revised plans, which I will screen share with you shortly. in Ryan's report that he has, there was a most of the issues were addressed or will be addressed by the engineer. There was a comment in there about the parking and to show that the parking is adequate in the plan. The parking that's proposed in the statement of uses and standards is one per 100 units. You don't have a specific parking regulation for self-storage in your regulations. I can report to you that I have done approximately a half a dozen self-storage facilities throughout the state, from those similar to this to one which has just gotten approved in Shelton with 300 units and one which is pending in Shelton with 700 units. And I also did the PDD in Shelton that was the old Index Work building on Bridgeport Avenue. All of them contained, after substantial research and market data, all of them contained a parking ratio of one per 100 units, especially in a situation where the the majority of the type of units are drive-up units as they are here. So we believe that the parking, as you'll see in the site plan, is more than adequate to address it based on actual data and from other commissions that have approved that ratio of one per 100. In addition, as you see in the statement of use, there will be one onsite employee during business hours. And as will be explained shortly to you, the way people, it's a secure facility. Nobody's going to be driving in and parking. People are going to be usually on the internet or through over the phone. They're going to be reserving a unit. With that, before we get to Fred, I'd like to turn it over to the principal in Washington Street Derby, Jonathan Salinas, to give you a little explanation of the business and other self-storage facilities that they own.
Good evening, everyone. Thanks for taking the time and great to meet everyone over Zoom. So just brief background on local storage. Our business model is to acquire existing storage facilities and maintain that local feel from a customer service perspective, and also to be good citizens in the neighborhood and add to the community. We operate regionally. We have 44 self-storage facilities. That's all that we do. And we have five in Connecticut, one of them being the Derby location. At the moment, within Derby proper, there's actually no climate-controlled storage being offered. The two main providers are ourselves and SROA on Pershing. Both are all drive-up units. So we felt like this really serves a consumer need within the community, offering a climate-controlled offering. We think it fits really well with the site. We think it will be a nice improvement and also help the community and help the city overall. So look forward to working with you. Excited to be operating in the area. And you know, so far, we think customers have been very pleased with the service, and we think this will be an even better offering. You know, we've heard a large portion of our existing customer base would immediately sign up for a climate control unit if it were available on the site. So we think there's really a lot of unmet demand at the moment within the Derby customer base.
Jonathan, could you just explain also the security, how people enter and exit the...
Sure. So we operate with each individual getting a six-digit customer code in order to enter. Customers are required to enter that both for entry and exit of the facility. We use a service known as Spider Door. It allows us to monitor in real time everyone's unique code when they enter and exit the facility. It keeps things extremely safe and secure. We know who's coming in and who's leaving when they're entering and when they're leaving as well, in addition to having security cameras throughout the facility to monitor activity. But we keep the site extremely safe and secure. I think that's critical. The storage, it's really about cleanliness, security, and ease of customer service, ability to rent and access it. Also, Dominic didn't mention this, but just give you a sense, customers need to rent in order to access the facility. We have signage up that indicates our essentially 1-800 number. It's actually an 877 number, but customers can call. We have a half dozen people that work in customer service, extended hours, Monday through Sunday. So customer service is available by phone 7 days a week, which is a bit rare. Most self-storage facilities don't provide service on Sundays and have limited evening hours. We provide both. People can also review inventory rent online 24 hours a day on our website. They sign up, sign a lease, provide their information, their driver license info, et cetera. They can receive that unique gate code and gain access immediately. That being said, we only allow access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. We let our customers know that. If someone needs overnight access for business purposes or things like that, it's by request. And this way, we really limit activity beyond 10 p.m. on the site. Again, we think that's kind of the best practice for maintaining safety and security within the community. So we really try and help the community create a great environment for people to store their possessions and make it very easy for them to rent, make payments, have any of their questions answered or met overall.
If there are no questions for Jonathan, I'll move on to before we get to Fred, I want to address the comment in Ryan's report concerning architectural and floor plan. If I could share screen, please.
Should be able to, Dominic.
Okay, I am. Okay. So, can anybody see it now?
Yes.
All right. So my clients are in the process of hiring an architect to refine. They have certain, the architect will help them with the design, the requirements and the floor plan. But the type of building, although this building and Jonathan can maybe elaborate further, this is a building from one of the two companies that manufacture these type of buildings. And so we don't have an elevation per se, but what we do have is this is generally the type of building that you have. The one difference is that the two buildings that are being proposed, and Jonathan, you correct me if I'm wrong, will not have these outdoor accesses. The accesses to the two buildings, the units are all indoors.
That is correct.
Okay.
And this is what standard storage facility would look like. It will conform to this design and look, and the color scheme will match the existing color scheme. For those that are familiar with our site in Derby, formerly known as Town Line, it's essentially a light gray, light blue color scheme. And so the building will conform to match the existing buildings from aesthetic perspective.
And this is a generic floor plan from one of the companies, Miller, and this just shows the type of floor plan that you have when you have the interior buildings. Now, this one does show accesses on the outside, but the building will probably have one or two corridors that access all the units that will be inside and will be in the climate controlled. If there are no questions on the picture and on the floor plan, the type of generic floor plan, we can move to the site plan and have Fred comment on Ryan's report and on the changes.
Mr. Chairman, it's Gino DiGiovanni. Just so I don't know if anybody's familiar, but on in Seymour there, it's Doraway. They have their units along Route 8. Their buildings on the top are inside quarter. So if anybody's familiar, that's what this would look like.
Yeah. Correct. The climate control is becoming very popular. And obviously, what we hope to see in downtown Derby, and I think we're progressing there, is the 400 or so approved apartments being built. And this is a client is attempting to keep up with the market because the more apartments you have, the more self-storage, and also businesses, very small businesses, want to have, especially climate control self-storage. With that, I will call, I think Fred is on the phone. I will switch to the revised plan.
Dominic, I have a question on that.
Yes.
Floor plan. You have 17 units I see that are 10 by 20. Are you going to allow motor vehicles in any of these units?
No. First of all, this
you won't be able to access.
Yeah, this is generic. There's again, we were just showing a generic corridor inside. There will be no outdoor outside access. There will be no vehicles inside at all. And throughout the entire complex, there are no vehicles I believe inside, Jonathan can correct me if I'm wrong, I'm not sure if a bike is allowed, but there is throughout the site existing already areas of outside storage where people do store their boat or something of that nature.
That is correct.
Dave, you won't be able to get a car inside. Access to these units will be through the center of the building into each unit from the center inside.
I wasn't sure if any of them were going to have an overhead door as well.
No, none of these. I just use this to show a generic floor plan. The design will be it will just have doors to enter into the corridors. There will be no outside garage door access into these.
Okay.
Okay, back to the revised floor plan.
Dominic, I do have one additional question just for clarification. Yeah. Okay. Are there going to be any office space or sanitary facilities, bathrooms in these two new buildings?
Jonathan can answer that. I do not think there are any bathrooms.
The plan is not to add any additional bathrooms. We do have a bathroom facility in the existing management office.
Thank you.
Okay, Fred, do you want to review? I know, Fred, you're on the phone because of computer issues. Yes. Do you want to review the site plan that you filed and updated for Ryan?
Yes, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Fred?
I can hear you.
Okay. Just for the record, it's Fred D'Amico. And basically, the revised plan, we changed two items on it. We added some proposed contours and topography on the northern building. There was a comment, the first comment that was addressed. And then the second comment was to have the drainage off the roof drains on the southerly building, because of its close proximity to the steep grade, to drain them into detention galleys, which have been added on the plan also. So both those comments have been addressed. And other than that, everything on the plan is the same.
So you can see, I wanted to point out the parking, a lot of which is pre-existing parking. There are parking spaces, ample spaces up front near the new buildings. And in the back, these parking spaces would serve this. But of course, a lot of the people that go here simply pull up, go in through the door, go into their unit and come back out again, or whether they're loading or unloading. People are not in the area very long. And I think to give you an idea, Jonathan, I think because they've been there for a while, he has an average count of the number of people in and out daily. Jonathan, right? Is that correct?
On average, on a daily basis, because we can monitor through the gate access, we see about 10 to 15 unique customers coming each day, spread out throughout the day. So in terms of activity, as you can imagine, it's pretty low intensity customer visits for storage. Some people that may manage a small business will visit more regularly on normal hours. A lot of other people will store seasonally or for a temporary period. Most of the time they're putting their stuff in their unit and very infrequently visiting. So overall, traffic and people on site is very low on a per day basis.
And with that, it concludes our presentation. We're prepared to answer any questions or address any concerns that Ryan still has.
Mr. Chairman, it's Gino. I have a few brief questions. Maybe somebody can answer. So on that print, 80 by 70, that's 5,600 square feet. That's going to be the footprint, no matter what the inside, configuration is, or it might be a little bit bigger, a little bit smaller, or are you going to work with that footprint for the south building, I believe it is, the one all the way down the back?
Yeah, this one here, I'll try to blow it up a little right. I believe that based on the fact that it's in the site plan, we're obligated to work within that footprint, because that's what's on the site plan.
Right. Okay. I'm just asking because
we've
done these buildings. So sometimes, to get certain amount of spaces inside certain ones, sometimes it might be 70 feet, you know, 8 inches or what have you. But that's the general, no bigger than what you have. That's my question.
Correct.
Okay. And by putting these buildings up, this is going to try to keep the cost for people that are existing there from going up so that you could get some more clientele. Is that the reasoning for this?
Correct. We look to provide high quality Jonathan. Service at value cost. So essentially our storage units, whether it's climate control or non-climate control, are cheaper than a lot of the large national players. We specifically try and provide this service at a better value to consumers. So we don't plan to really change typical pricing for any of the existing facilities. This would be a new unit. Climate control tends to, it's not always the case, but climate control on a per square footage basis tends to be priced at a slight premium to non-climate control, just obviously
right.
the cost of the yep. energy costs, et cetera.
Okay. That's all I have. Thank you.
Okay, Gino. Okay. Does anybody else have any questions for the applicant?
Yeah, Dave Kopchansky. And this is more for Ryan, I think, than anyone. Did we ever get response from the fire marshal's office on fire department accessibility into the site?
I did not get anything, Dave, and I as far as communications go, I haven't been to City Hall, so I don't know.
But
I have not received anything. No. I don't know if it was sent to him, but we have no response.
What I can report is looking at Ryan's initial comments, I contacted the fire marshal. At the time I contacted the fire marshal, it was 2 days before Fire Marshal Hawks was retiring. And he indicated that someone else would take a look at the plans. Subsequent to that point, I received a phone call and an email from the fill-in fire marshal, and I don't know why the name Raymond sticks in my mind, but and what he was doing, he was not reviewing the plans at that point. He was attempting to contact Jonathan to do his examination of the building, at which point I told him that the site plan was down there, the site plan set was down there. He was going to check on it. Jonathan can comment. Did he contact you and examine the premises?
He did contact me, examined the premises, and all went well. It was a very nice visit, got very positive feedback from him overall. He did not give any specific feedback on the new plans, though, but I'd be happy to follow up with you, Dominic, and see if we can get any specific feedback on the new plans. But we had positive feedback on the existing site from the visit.
In the past, we've always gotten a written comment back from the fire
marshal. I have no comment. He didn't email me a comment.
Urgent.
Yeah. Well, I think that the fire marshal also, at least what Fire Marshal Hawks, before he was going, said that their main concern, his main concern, if he were not retiring, would be when they come in with building plans to get their building permit to review it. To review fire issues and fire code issues. So they're going to get a bite of the apple.
Well, we don't have a fire marshal right now. We have an intern fire marshal, somebody filling in. I know that we're in the process of hiring somebody somewhat, you know, soon. So,
well, we have two deputies and we also have the Shelton fire marshal covering.
Correct.
Right. But we're also lucky enough to have a few firemen on our Planning and Zoning Commission. Perhaps they would like to chip in on the fire department accessibility aspect of the plan. No?
I don't know if it shows it, but I know from being in that site doing some work through the years, I know that there's fire hydrants and stuff like that located inside the property there. But once again, I'm not a fireman, so I don't know what the code is.
Site plan, Gino?
I'm sorry?
Is it shown on the site?
I'm looking at that right now. I see the poles and the catch basins that I'm familiar with, but I think there's one as soon as you split that first building, if I remember correct. Oh, I can't move the screen. Dominic can.
No. Yeah, I thought the closest fire hydrant was out on
Derby Milford Road. I'm more concerned about apparatus getting through there.
Wow.
Tom, can you go up a little bit higher?
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Do you want me to enlarge it at all?
No, make it smaller, if anything.
Smaller?
Yeah, so we can see the whole layout. I mean, honestly, in my experience as a driver, the two buildings you're looking to add don't make it much worse than the five buildings that are already there to navigate. It's not like you're really going to need to get a ladder truck in there, which is the longest piece we have. I mean, I don't see an issue with getting an engine in there. And nothing's over one story, right?
Only 10 feet high.
Correct. Nothing's over one story.
I don't see any, but I'm almost positive there's fire hydrants in there. But I guess I could check that. I don't see it on the print here.
Perhaps Fred would know.
I don't believe there is any fire hydrants on the site.
Okay. Well, I stand corrected.
Do you have any other questions for the applicant? Does anybody have any questions for the applicant? No. Dominic, Jonathan, anything else you want to add?
No, we're just answering. If there are any questions, I'll respond to any of Ryan's comments.
Ryan? Anything glaring besides the memo that you wrote and they've addressed?
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, realistically, I don't foresee parking to be a major issue on this site. It's more just sort of the protocol and the regulations that suggest that it's important to provide some data as to justify the parking when it's not specified in the regulations. But as a practical matter.
Right.
Okay. No, like I said, I'm not overly concerned. The revised plans address my concern about direct discharge, right up gradient of the relatively steep embankment going down the 2 mile brook. So I think Fred's revised plans addresses certainly those concerns. I would like to be present when they do install those galleries. So I did include in my draft motion, that we'd be notified prior to installation of those underground galleries. But beyond that, it's pretty straightforward.
Okay, I do have, if there are no more questions.
Hey, David,
I'll make that
really quick.
Yes, Dan?
Ray texted me and said he lost his connection. I don't see him in here. So I don't know if, Mark, if you could check if he's trying to get back in just before you go ahead with the motion.
He's not. I don't see anybody waiting to get in yet.
Do we have a quorum? I mean, we have enough of votes if he's not on, or I could try to get him on in on my phone. And
we have a quorum with yes, with Ray's not able to vote
without him.
I just have one question. Barbara, what's going on? Should you sit the alternates? Do you have to formally sit the alternates? Because I think a couple of members there's a couple of regular members that aren't there. Are you sitting the alternates? Normally you formally announce that they're going to sit. Barbara, is that the case?
Yeah, I think you should do that if that's needed.
Would you need that in form of a motion? Barbara?
No, I just think we need to identify who's
right.
Who's going to be
just to put it on the record so that it's clear.
So we could do a roll call after the vote or for the vote.
Sure.
Would that qualify? Sure. Mr. Chairman, it's Gino DiGiovanni. I know you have a motion. I'll make the motion if you want to read it into the record there.
Sure. Was that a question or a statement, Gino?
It was a statement. Okay. I'll make the motion. I know you have it in front of you. If you want to read it into the record, and then then somebody could second it if they want.
Okay, Gino. The motion is Washington Street Derby LLC, 1732 Derby Milford, Road, application for site plan approval, self-storage building. Following to review and plan supporting documentation submitted in support of this application, Derby Planning and Zoning Commission hereby finds that the available parking meets the standards of sections 195-54B3 and approves the site plan application for Washington Street, Derby, LLC on property shown on Derby Assessor's Map 5-2 Lot 3, subject to the following conditions. Prior to installation of the above underground stormwater galleries, the city engineer shall be notified 48 hours in advance to witness the soil conditions and gallery installation, which is something you mentioned, Ryan, earlier. The zoning enforcement officer, city engineer, or any other duly authorized representative of the city of Derby shall have the authorities to direct the applicant, developer, or contractor to install sediment and erosion control measures as conditions may warrant. Any significant changes to the modifications to these plans will require subsequent review and approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission. The applicant shall furnish the city with an improvement location survey of the property direct depicting the completed site improvements. The building official shall not issue any building or zoning permits until the city finance director has verified that all fees have been paid in accordance with City of Derby Ordinance Section 85-3. That's the motion.
So moved.
Motion been made. Is there a second? I'll second it. Motion been made and seconded. Any further discussion on the motion? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Tedeschwan.
Yes.
Dave Kupczynski.
Aye.
Albert Miskiewicz.
Yes.
Raymond Sadlick.
I think he's still trying to get in here.
He vaporized.
Okay. Gino Di Giovanni.
Aye.
Michael Frattarola.
Yes.
Dan Blisman.
Aye.
So we lost Ray still, huh?
Okay. Congratulations, gentlemen.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Motion pay bills if deemed correct. Is there a motion?
I'll move.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion to adjourn?
Who made the motion on the bills?
Gino.
Yeah, and I think Danny seconded it, or
I think
maybe it was vice versa.
Pick one. Pick one. Pick one. Let's not get hung up on the details. Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Seconded?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We will see you later. Thank you very much.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you, Ted. Okay.
Take care.
The record should reflect at 7:34 p.m.